minute.
Hello, this is Burton, and I am very terrible at telephones. How can I help?
Bert, I thought I hung up on you for a minute. I'm like, man, did I mess up something?
No, I'm in a spotty area.
Okay. I'll be back. I'm like, man, he must have not liked my voice or something. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
So I got a pretty good. I'm pretty.
Oh, yes.
I still need to do this, though.
All right, man. Okay, Bert. So I put the reminder in here for the team as well, too. Now, the next part here is for Google, and I need to make sure. How would you like to be shown on Google for your hours of operations, like Monday through Friday, 24/7? What do you think?
I do not want to put 24/7. Do Monday through Friday, you know, 7 to 3.
7 to 3, 3 p.m. All right, cool.
But, I don't want to create the impression with anybody that they can call me at all hours of the night.
Gotcha. No worries. I'll make sure of that then. And then you still want to keep it at like a 50-mile radius. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can always change that up within that area or even narrow these down.
I mean, do you recommend I change it up? I mean, I don't mind driving out 70 in either direction. I just keep me the hell away from 270. So I don't know. I've been doing this a long time. I've never had trouble. You know, I very rarely leave Frederick City, and I almost never leave Frederick County. So,
okay, we'll keep it that way. Don't get me started on gas prices, man. All right, come on now. So,
at least I get to write it off. I don't know.
True. My business doesn't do that. I can't do the same for that one. So, okay. So next part. How do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only? Do you do Zelle, Venmo, or check, or anything like that?
I typically only do check.
Okay. And cash, I'm assuming, right?
I'm not. I'm open to other ways of doing it, but it's pretty commonplace that just a personal check is what's expected.
Okay. Sounds good. And then the next
whenever
part
you're paying,
here,
when you have a general contractor or a repair person that only accepts cash, that's like the sketchiest shit that they're
true. You know, you're right.
I need to not accept cash.
Okay. All right. And I love the way that, jokes aside, really, you know, it's making sure that you're generating the right customers to contact you. We don't want your phone to ring.
Yeah, I just, joking aside, I want to be, I feel like I'm old beyond my time, but I have to have some sort of online presence. Someone needs to be able to see my truck, see my name, whatever. Someone needs to be able to search me up. So, you know,
sure.
I think this is essential, you know. It's just a business essential these days. You have to have an online presence.
Cool. Now, here's the crazy thing is, it's true. I'll talk about online presence further in detail here. Did you have somebody develop a website for you already? Were you thinking about doing that in the future or anything like that?
Well, the previous iteration of this business, but I would need a new one. And I don't want something complicated. I just want people to be able to find me online and get contact information for me. I mean, obviously. Yeah. But, yeah, I would want some sort of a homepage, you know.
Okay. Now, when it comes to websites, we are a one-stop shop. I mean, we could do extravagant websites, or we could do, just a bare minimum basic website, so that way straight to the point. I think that's more like what you're looking for on there. But we do charge extra for websites on that. If I apply that promotional rate for it, it's a one-time fee that you never see again, though, but it's 99. I can bring it down to $99 comparison to $250 or extravagant
$100.
You know what I mean?
That's fine. I'm asking for the bare minimum, but, you know, someone can give up, you know, personal reference, and all they got to do is look up Burton Builders, and at least they'll be able to, you know, just contact information. Just, you know, it doesn't have to be elaborate.
Okay. All right. So then I'll put that in there for you as well. Now, I know it's a new business name. So is it, the business is insured and everything like that then, right? It's just waiting on, and license? It's just waiting on
specific
stuff?
Yeah, I have
stuff
an MHIC,
okay.
Maryland Home Improvement license.
Okay.
The insurance is under my personal name, the liability. And
okay.
So, yeah, I mean, we're fully, you know, I'm fully, you know, legit.
Okay. All right, just making sure, because Google is very strict on that. They want to make sure that they're looking out for the customers that are searching the companies, you know, so, okay, good.
Yeah, no one looks out for the contractor. We all look out for the customer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Burton. Now, the next part, I know I'm putting you on a spot, but I just wanted to make sure I have something to give our team so that we're going to start working right away and not starting from scratch when they speak to you and not knowing exactly what your business does or anything like that. So
sure.
For services that you always want to be found for, obviously like general remodeling, general contracting, and it's only for residential that I'm aware of, right?
Yeah, I don't want to get into the commercial world. It's
okay. Sounds good. And then
that's
Burton,
to get out of the commercial side.
Yeah, it gets a headache there. Now, do you do handyman services or anything like that as well?
No.
Like I'm trying to sure. Okay. All right.
No,
okay.
I want to make it very clear that I do not do handyman services.
Okay, perfect.
I am a remodeler extraordinaire.
All right. Would you mind if I put in, like, kitchen, bathroom remodeling?
If you're doing an addition on your house, I don't want to be called when, like, a knob fell off your drawer in your kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
no. Okay. That's a big difference.
No handyman. There's no money there. There's no money there.
I agree. Okay. Now, is it all right if I put in, like, bathroom, to be specific, because you never know what customers may be typing on Google, bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodeling?
Bathroom,
okay.
Basement, and addition is the way I normally put it.
All right. I love it. Boom. I'm just going to put this for each of those. Boom. Okay, awesome. So I'm sending this over to them
now. Decks. I got to put decks in there.
Oh, okay, nice. All right. Hey, you got it all going on here.
I don't get a lot of decks. I'm super expensive, but sometimes people use me anyway just because they've used
okay.
me before and it didn't go wrong. You know, sometimes you get, you know, my customer loyalty deck.
Hey, but honestly, it doesn't matter. To me, when I looked at this, I don't look too much on the pricing. I look at the quality of work. You know, I get the feel from talking.
Well, yeah,
you know,
and that's
you know?
In the end. So I don't want to be like, like, you know, the menu that offers you 100 choices.
Right.
Like,
no, that's not right.
Yeah.
I
want
you need
to
like three.
Simple. So,
yeah.
But,
yes, sir.
But, I think that works. Kitchen, bathroom. Basements, additions, and decks.
Love it. Okay. I have it all in here for right now. Actually, yes. Let me go ahead and go back in there and add the patio.
If you think that helps, I mean, yeah, I have a great patio. I mean,
I think it would definitely help. Yes, sir. I'm going to put that in there.
Okay. Okay. yeah, definitely patio.
All right. And then, so this next part, I'm not taking a no for an answer from you, okay, Burton, because this is a protection for you that we do extra here. We call it the voice verification, where everything is recorded so that way you're protected on your pricing and everything with it, okay? So that way you could say, hey, listen, look at my recording here. My pricing is this, $249 a month. I paid one time fee of $99 for the website. This is that, and they'll see that automatically, okay? So,
all right,
Wilfred, I'm going to – ask you a few questions in the beginning just to verify you. So try
right.
to answer as clearly as possible. But if you have any questions or concerns, please stop me in my tracks and ask away because that's what I'm here for. Okay? I just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, man. Okay, so here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Burton Builders.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Timothy Burton Smith, owner.
Right. Awesome. That means, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes. The business is me, and I am the business.
I love it. And, of course, sir, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. Your communication is everything. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause on this right now.
Oh, yeah. I fully expect it.
Yeah. So I'm going to hit pause for a second. Now, Burton, it's very, very important we keep everything very confidential between us and you only. Unfortunately, there are people out there that will try to, you know, sway you on trying to get information and stuff. So we're going to set up a security question and answer after this recording part here. That way, anytime we call in, we will only ask your security question. We will never give out your answer. Okay? Just don't forget your own answer. Okay.
Okay?
All right.
That sounds brilliant. No, well, it'll depend on the question.
All right. We'll get to it. All right. So I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No. And actually, make that last question a no.
Okay.
I mean, you can send me some shit. I'm not going to look at it.
All right. So I'll make sure to keep it as make sure phone calls only on there as best as possible on there. And then also, this last question is pretty much saying we can't read your mind. We're never going to – this is your company, like I said in the beginning here. So, Burton, we're not going to throw something out there just because we thought it was going to work better for your company. No. We'll always communicate with you, but we can only do that if we actually communicate with you. So please let us know our best efforts. Yeah. Okay, perfect. Just making sure.
No. And I agree that I have to have someone handling this. So.
Okay. Awesome. All right, good. So your payment for the initial term – and account setup will be charged today on January 10th in the non-refundable amount of only $348. This is already including your $99 for the website. Okay. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 10th of every month in the amount of only $249. It'll be recurring $249 from there on. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number. I will give that full number to you at the end of this. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Was that a question?
Yes, sir. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation
terms? Oh, yes, I understand and I agree to these terms to the fullest extent.
All right. Sorry.
I lost me there for a second.
Caught you off guard, man. All right. So that's the end of that there. As promised, just want to make sure you're protected, okay?
What? We're talking about $350 a month or $250 a month?
No. Yeah, I was going to say $250 a month. Today is $348 because we're doing that one-time fee for the website to build for you as well, okay?
Okay.
And that you'll never see a price for that again.
I think that's money well spent. So
Just letting you know, when our team talks to you tomorrow, they will go over, you know, how you want that website to look because it's tailored to your business. I already put to make sure to keep it basic, simple, and simplicity is everything on that. So,
I know that it sounds dumb, and I'm sure you get a lot of customers that want to put a bazillion pictures up there. But
they
I
do. You'd be surprised.
Anyone can take a bunch of pictures and put them on a website. I just want my contact information. It's almost like a business card, but I need them to be able to find me online. I can't be that, you know, dinosaur of a person that doesn't even have, you know, some sort of online presence. So.
Yes, sir. Totally agree. And just know that, you know, it does take time. I'll go over further stuff here, but it does take time to get you up to the first page on there. Of course, we want to get you verified right away, but it's not like it's a, you know, a magic of Google switch or something. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah, dude, you have no idea. Yeah. The logistic things I have going on right now, restructuring a business, dividing up assets, and establishing a new legal entity. It's, dude, I got some shit going on.
I say less, man. I get it. All right. So this next part. Important. I joke around a lot about this, but I've actually seen it happen. So please don't forget your own answer to your own security question. Okay. I do not want you locked out of your own account.
Yeah. So it's going to depend on the question, dude. Like, it's,
all right. Well, we got three choices. Pretty generic. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born
in. Go with that. Mother's maiden name.
All right, mother is all right. So
yeah,
again, this will never change.
That's not one. I will never get that one wrong. So.
Okay. All right. And what would that answer be?
Thompson, Thompson. Thompson, as in like Hunter S. Thompson.
I love it. Okay. So again, this is not going to change. I'm putting it in right now. And we will never give that answer out. So that's a red flag if someone does something like that. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. That would be, it would be extremely, not the right person if they don't know the answer to that question.
There you go. Yeah. Well, we will ask the question. We won't give that answer out. Right. So that's the confidential part, right?
Right. So you can you'll tell them right or wrong, but you're not going to give them the answer.
Yeah. All right. Cool. And then let's see here on the card that we're using today, Burton, is it spelled the full name, Timothy Burton Smith, or?
You know, that's an excellent question. Can you just hold on for 1 second?
Yeah, of course. I'll be right here.
Okay, so the card I'm using today, what does it say? It says Timothy B. Smith.
Okay, perfect. And I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, right? The 103 Fairview?
This one is, yeah.
Okay. And what kind of card is it? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay.
Capital One MasterCard.
All right. Now, Burton, for security purposes, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, here we go. All right. 5108-0502-1895-2591.
Awesome. And expiration?
0327.
Okay.
And like I said, and the three-digit code is 678. I don't know if you need that.
Yep, perfect. Okay. Now, before I process any payment, now you know on the line too, man. We got a really nice promotional rate. I want to make sure it stays like that. So I'm going to refresh the account like three different times just to be sure of that, okay? The last thing I need
cool.
is anything
yeah,
like
yeah,
that
yeah.
to happen. All right. Just
yeah,
to be sure. Right. Okay. We're looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Please stay on the phone with me, all right, Brian? I want to make sure I keep to my promises here. So I'm processing the payment. Once it goes through – oh, actually – invalid transaction, card restriction. You may, for this card, it may have...
I can't use that card yet.
Okay,
all right. No, I should be able to use this card. Why? What's it telling you?
It was saying that information resubmit. So I think you might get a text saying, hey, is this you processing this payment or an email or something?
That is incoming through text. Double check your transaction for unusual activity. Yeah, so this is 2591. You are local Splash. The initial payment will be $350, but the ongoing payment will be $250.
Well, I don't accept tips, man. But yeah, sorry if we're rounding here.
Yeah, all right. Everything's okay.
All right, perfect. You let me know. I'll try it one more time here.
says, great, that's all we need to know. You're good to go.
All right, beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and try this one last time here. Bada bing, bada boom. For 348. Okay.
Bob, right. Your uncle. Yeah.
Oh, you guys. I got to say, it's just a pleasure talking with you in general here, man.
Oh, well, thank you. I like that. I've had this job before, and I thoroughly enjoyed the people that were, you know.
I bet.
Not asses or whatever. I worked for a place called MNRR, so it's Marketing and Research Resources Incorporated. So it was just all day long, and there's probably like anywhere between 6 and 10 different entities that we would be making a call on their behalf and asking them weird, you know, questions and surveys and everything.
Really?
And
oh, my God.
Yeah, and half the people just hate the shit out of you. Like, how dare you're calling me right now? And then half the people like, oh, well, God bless your heart.
Right. You take appreciation for those ones, right? You know, so.
Yeah, man. That's the worst. I'm not saying that's not, you know, all you're doing is working. I don't get paid to be a pain in your butt. Just doing my job.
Yes, sir. It's true. All right. Now, Burton, I want to make sure I can do my promise. I didn't forget this. So, did you receive a text or an email with the initial invoice?
So I did just got a text.
Okay.
Choosing local flash, we send a copy of your invoice to.
There's a link in there. Yes, that link in there says click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
Okay. All right. Logo splash. There we go. Okay. And you want me to?
Well, you can redo it carefully as well. Yep. It's everything that we discuss is in there on paper, as promised. There's even more descriptions of other packages that you can upgrade in a future to. But I didn't even discuss those with you, just because knowing you and how your company is working now, I just don't think that. I hope I earned your trust when I say this. Those are a little more on the pressure end for one, and it's just more things that you just don't need at this moment.
Yeah,
but,
and at some point in time, I hope that I do need those services, but
I can't
definitely fit right now.
And when you do, please let me know, because I can apply those promotional rate to the other packages, so you're never paying the normal rates on there. Okay, so just make sure you let me know that you need to do that. Okay.
No, that's great. I'm just coming out of a, you know, kind of split off with someone that was taking care of all the marketing type of stuff. So I very much, I need this right now. And it, you know, the price is right. So I think we should, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. That's what I like to hear. All right, so on the bottom there is two checkboxes you have to click, and then you're going to – it's not even a signature. You just type in your name exactly how it shows on the card. But that's your last part you need to do. Let me know where it takes you after that, okay?
Okay, so this one was sent to Tim that hates email, right?
Yes.
Do I want to open the one that says local / support, or do I want to open up John Sayo?
No, for the email, it's going to be the one that says local / initial invoice. That should be the title on that one.
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. In there, there's a spot where it says, well, actually, wait, hold on. I thought you were in there already. But,
I was, but then I wasn't, and then
okay,
my dog was something.
Okay. So in the email, it's the same thing. There's a link that will take you to that same exact spot. Click here to accept your subscription terms. Yep. Are you able to find that?
Yeah, it's taking me a little strange route, but I got it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm taking a long time.
No, you take your time, man. This is an important part for me, so I understand.
No, I got Timothy B. Smith. Yeah, I just had to figure out how to type it in. Timothy B. Smith.
You know, it's kind of small to type it in, so.
Yeah, no, I think I got it.
It should take you. Okay, yeah, so after you finish that, it should take you to like a. You'll see like a username and password. Do you see anything like that?
I don't know, but now I'm getting a. I got something. Okay, this one. Hold on, this is more of a my phone thing.
Wait, where are you at on there right now?
Well, it's making me re-sign in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the username and password is not developed yet. You don't have to do that.
Oh,
don't do that yet.
I'm doing something totally wrong. Yeah, I was trying.
You're good, partner. No worries.
Okay.
So tomorrow when our team calls you. Yeah, you're already done. You're all set, man. Tomorrow.
Okay.
They're going to give you that login and password because right now there's nothing in it, right? That's your dashboard where your tracking system.
Oh, all
right. Yeah. So you'll be able to see the traffic going in and out of your website, all of the above. So they want to definitely make sure you see how that process works and how to maneuver through, things like that. That's how important that thing is, okay? So.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Perfect, man. Well, hey, listen, Vern, congratulations. Welcome to the family here. I think you're going to do really well with this. And, again, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Excellent job, sir. A+.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is something I was going to pay for at some point anyway, so I'm glad to have it done.
Yes, sir. Well, at least you got to save a lot of money, too, because if you try to do something like this on your own, it's a headache, and it takes about 6 to 9 months on average for that. So just letting you know, you definitely save money.
You know, I'm a dinosaur, but I know I need people to be able to, you know, Google me up and at least, you know, contact me. So.
Yes, sir.
You called the right guy today, I guess.
Yeah, man, I'm happy to help on that, seriously. All right, partner. Well, hey, listen, you take care. Please let us know if you need to reschedule tomorrow or if it's taking too long. They'll be more than happy to accommodate for that, okay?
All right, you got it.
All right, Brian, you take care. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bro.